We say good morning to Dustin Washam. He joins us in the studios today to tell us about the Trans Am bike race, which is going basically coast to coast, and it's in Southeast Missouri this week. Dustin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Hey, this is a pretty cool thing going on here, this Trans Am bike race. Give us a little background on it.
Yeah, so the Trans Am bike race is a self-supported bike race that goes from coast to coast, and it's 4,400 miles across the United States, and it goes through 10 states, and it passes right through downtown Farmington.
As we speak, basically.
Yeah, as we speak, there are two guys currently down in Ironton. And the lead bicyclist just passed through last night, and he's now in Illinois.
And we're talking about some world-class athletes here, right?
Yeah, this is major endurance sport athletes. So this isn't your common everyday rider. This is somebody that's going to, you know, kind of go into the world of ultra cycling.
Is it a big deal to have it come through Farmington?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a really, not a lot of people know about it, so it's a neat thing that we get to see these people come through, and that they come through our town and come through the city, and they get to see Farmington as part of the trip. And it's not only these people that are on the race, but this is the cross-country course, the Trans-American Trail. And so there's people year-round riding the trail that are coming through Farmington, and they stay here, eat here as they come through.
So you'll get a chance to talk to somebody who's bicycled maybe through the Rockies or wherever the course.
Yeah, or around the world. Or, I mean, the people that are competing in this are from, you know, can be from any of the states, obviously. But like the lead cyclist, for example, he's from a small island, Greek island. And so there's international people here. And that's what you see a lot of the normal riders that come through and take more time than what these people are doing. But these people are kind of doing it more as a race.
So where did the race actually start and where will it end?
Yeah, so it starts in Oregon, and it ends in Virginia. And this year, this is the third year for the race, and they actually changed it to where you could start on either coast. So you could decide if you wanted to go eastbound, leaving Oregon, or if you wanted to go westbound, leaving from Virginia.
I once did a flat-as-a-pancake bicycle ride in the St. Louis area. It was 100 miles, and I only did 90 miles of it. But I'm looking at the website, you know, transambikerace.com. And I'm looking at guys going 1,900 miles, 2,300 miles, 20. They're logging serious miles here.
Yeah, they are. And the great thing about this race for people here in Farmington is we have a local resident. His name is Brian McIntyre, and he's competing in the race. And Brian has actually done the Trans Am Trail before, not part of the race, just independently he did it. But this time he's competing in the race, and he is currently in western Kansas around some town called Alamoda. And he's about 2,300 miles in. So Brian will be coming through in a few more days. He'll be coming through downtown Farmington.
So what does Brian do for a living when he's not racing bikes?
He works for a landscaping company here locally and just rides his bike a lot.
If you know the Java family, owners of Long John Silver's, their family is huge into bicycling. And I know one of Kathy's son was on the tour.
Yeah, Brian. Brian, kind of a neat thing about him is I think it was either last year or 2 years ago, maybe, he competed in and won national bike racing championship for SLU. He was competing for St. Louis University at the time.
I found it funny. I did a couple of interviews with him, and here you are, one of the best athletes in the world if you're going to bicycle like this, and he was part of the Jelly Belly team.
Yeah.
I thought there was some irony in that one.
My wife and him were good friends all through school, and they were actually neighbors growing up, and it was funny to see him in his Jelly Belly outfit, his bike race outfit. It was always kind of funny.
So what can people do to be a part of this whole experience?
Yeah, so that's the great thing is when these cyclists are out coming through, I rode with a couple of them the other day that were headed westbound. They left out of Virginia, and these two guys were from Idaho. And they told me the biggest thing is, like, it's such a morale booster when, you know, somebody gives them encouragement or maybe talks to them real quickly along the side of the road. I rode with them for about 20 miles, and it's neat just to hear their stories and the things they've seen and just what they do as a background and why they're doing it. And it's but those are the main things people can do is, you know, when you see them, encourage them, you know, maybe offer, you know, see if they need anything. A lot of times it's self-supported. So, you know, if they could get some ice water or ice, I mean, you know, maybe they're looking for a certain place to eat or stay for the night or things like that, and you can kind of help them out. But just basically words of encouragement is great.
Speaking of the Java family, having that hostel here in downtown where the old jail used to be. That was probably pretty big in getting Farmington and this area on the map as far as bicycling goes.
Yeah, I don't know all the exact details about it, but I know it's one of the few places that as cyclists come through that they can stay, and it has laundry facilities and showers. And then being right in downtown where there's several places for them to go and eat, too, you'll see a lot of cyclists, male and female, as they travel the country that, you know, go into 12 West and places like that to grab a bite to eat. So when you see people in there in their bike gear, you know, chances are they're riding across the country. So, you know, go over and talk to them and see what they're up to.
So if you see bicyclists this weekend in Farmington, you're not just seeing some weekend riders, you're seeing some world-class athletes.
Yeah, and that's one other thing, too, is let's also try to keep bike safety in mind. As, you know, the roads aren't always the best and most convenient in the area for cyclists to be traveling on, and that just happens to be the Trans Am Trail. So as these people are coming in from down around Pilot Knob and Ironton as they travel 21 and 221, and they'll leave Farmington out F Highway, there's no shoulder there, obviously. And so as we see these people, let's make sure we give them room and, you know, be patient with them. Cyclists, we're not trying to be a nuisance out there. We, you know, we're just enjoying the road, too. And just think of it as like a work zone. It'll take about 10 seconds off your trip if you just slow down for a second and give them some space.
Keep up with what's happening at TransAmBikeRace.com. Do you know who's winning, by the way?
Oh, yeah. So the guy winning, his name is Stefan Streich. I'm going to guess on the last name. He's the guy from the Greek island.
It works for me. Dustin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
All right. Joining us today on the radio, telling us about this Trans Am bike race, Dustin Washam, pretty good bicyclist of his own right.